All right, so coming up a little bit later this morning, we will have more chances for you to win as the summer of winning continues. And right now, it's time for the Fort Knox update.
All right, Maddie, you have a dad joke for us?
Yep. What does it do before it rains candy?
What does it do before it rains candy? I don't know.
It sprinkles.
Oh. It sprinkles. Very good.
That's pretty good. I like that.
All right, Colonel O'Brien.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for the great intro there. What do we got going on at Fort Knox? So we're starting our Sounds of Summer patio series. It's going to be out at Sam Adams. Live music, good food, all that good stuff. And it's free. The concerts are free. We do have beverages and food are available for purchase. We're going to kick that off this Saturday at 9, and it'll be featuring the Don Thomason Don Thomason playing your favorite country hits. Lindsey Lane Band is in town. We'll be playing on July 22nd, and we'll close it out with Casey and Romy on August 12th. And again, concert is free and open to the public. We will have food and beverage there at the Sam Adams Brew House available for purchase. And it is patio seating, first come, first serve, so make sure you get there in plenty of time to get a good seat. And for any other information, just go ahead and visit our FMWR website.
All right, and kids bowling free?
Great news. Kids bowl free all summer long at Houston Bowling Center. The Kids Bowl Free program is designed by bowling centers to give back to the community and provide a safe, secure, and fun way for kids to spend time over the summer. In order for families to join in on the fun, all parents have to do is register their children ages 2 to 16 online, and they will receive 2 free games of bowling each day with a discounted shoe rental. The program is running now through August 5th at the Houston Bowling Center on Fort Knox, and the opportunity to the facility is open to the public. For more information, please visit FMWR's website, and to register your kids, go to kidsbowlfree.com and select military bowling centers.
All right, and 4th of July celebration.
Freedom Fest 23.
Yes.
July 4th. It starts at 6. It's on Brooks. It's on the Brooks Parade Field. Starts at 6, bring your lawn chairs and bring your blankets. It's going to kind of be picnic-style seating. We'll have tents and stuff set up. Plenty of things for the kids to do. We do have the Grafenberg Band in town. They'll be playing some live music for us. At 9 o'clock, we'll start our Salute to the Nation. Of course, it's a 51-round cannon salute, as well as we'll have all the cadets coming out and bringing out the state flags. And then the big thing, 10:15, fireworks. Around 10 or 10:15, you know, I have to judge. I'm sure it'll be dark enough by then, but we'll be kicking off our fireworks show. It is free and open to the public. We'll have plenty of stuff there for the families to do. And I would just tell you, July 4th is our first cadet summer training graduation. So 1st Regiment graduates on July 4th. I would highly recommend if you're going to come and if you're our neighbors, you're going to come join us for July 4th. Go ahead and get online, get your 5-day fast pass, because the visitor center on the 3rd and the 4th are probably going to be pretty busy with families that are coming in to support their cadets and that cadet summer training graduation. But again, July 4th starts at 6. It's on Brooks Parade Field, and free and open to the public. Plenty of stuff for the families to do, and the Grafenberg Band is playing live music, and it'll be a good time.
All right. Colonel O'Brien and Tony, thanks so much for the Fort Knox update, and we are Quixie 98.3.